What's up, guys? You are now tuned in to another after show of the amazing show Dollface Season 1, Episode 3, entitled Mystery Brunette. Guys, there's a lot we have to cover. Madison reveals her mystery man. Stella, she attends Joey Lawrence's not-so-dead funeral. Is he dead? Is he alive? What is going on? And Jules, is she forever linked to Jeremy's family? You'll find out coming up.
I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
This dancing part.
Hey, guys. We are excited for another episode of Dollface, the very first season, episode 3. I am here with my lovely co-host. Now, guys, we took this quiz on BuzzFeed, and it talked about who we were, like what character we were on the show. So today, I am not Tyra. I am your host, Izzy. That's who I was. To the left of me, I have...
I'm Stella, apparently the fun one.
And I got Jules, but I want to be Madison.
Well, but Jules is the lead.
So... needless to say, we all didn't really get who we thought we were, but it was still a fun quiz. You guys should check it out on BuzzFeed. But before we get into more of what happened in the show, we are going to discuss our overall thoughts, and then we are going to talk about the work party that Madison attended with Stella. Not Stella, with Jules. And then we're going to talk about Joey Lawrence's party, where he was supposed to die, but he didn't end up dying. And then we're going to get into a little bit of Jules and her family issues with Jeremy. So let's get into overall thoughts. What were you guys' opinion on this episode as a whole?
It wasn't my fave. I feel like there was a lot happening and I was confused by some parts, but I thought the magic show aspect was really funny and a good touch. That was my favorite part.
Really?
But wasn't my favorite ep in general, I would say.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I thought the whole everyone lying to everyone was really confusing for me. I was just like, why?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I thought it was actually a cool episode. I think we got to see a little bit more of their personalities and like who they are. We learned that, what's her name? Madison. She's scared of like magic shows. I thought that was very
so
interesting. We learned that clearly Jules does not do well. Not, I don't want to say under pressure, but like she doesn't do well with being lied to. So she's just like not understanding why Madison didn't want to invite her to this party. She wants to be included. And we know she's going through all these things with Jeremy. So she kind of dealt with all of that this episode. But I thought overall it was pretty cool. I mean, we see Izzy is now part of the clique, and yeah.
I'm so glad Izzy's included.
Me too.
Same.
Okay, so let's just get right into it. We can talk about, let's talk about this work party that Madison has. So Madison, for her job, is they're hosting a vegan party. And there she originally invited her mystery man, Colin, who we learned about. But she was like, no, he's too old. I'm scared people will judge me, blah, blah, blah. So you know what? I'm going to invite Stella. Stella turns around and says, oh, I have food poisoning, when in all actuality, she really just wanted to attend Joey's party. And then the last resort was Jules. So Jules is going back and forth on this because she's not really a socialite. That's what we're noticing. Mm-hmm. So she's going back and forth with herself trying to decide if she wants to attend. And that's when we see the game show, Should She Go Out? And she has like three factors of why she needs to go. And they all ended up being they all ended up just circling back to
you have to go.
So let's just dive into that whole work party thing. How did you guys feel about Madison not inviting Jules for the first time? Do you guys think that was shady, or, you know, what was up with that?
I think Madison's been a pretty good friend to Jules and has included her on a lot of things when Jules wasn't the greatest friend to her. So I feel like she could have her one thing she didn't have to include Jules on.
Yeah, I mean, plus she knows Jules hates to go out.
Yeah.
Right. I thought it was really weird, though, that Stella didn't invite Madison. I was like, why wouldn't Stella invite her? And then at the last minute was just kind of like, well, you're kind of weird. You can come with me to the other girl. I was kind of like, right. What?
Well, yeah. I guess before it was revealed to us, being her friend, she already knew that Madison was not, you know, fond to magic shows. In the beginning, they weren't clear on that party.
Mm-hmm.
They, you know, she just said, oh, it's a funeral, blah, blah, blah. But then when they got there, she's like, oh, so it's not actually a funeral. It's a magic show. He's going to die for like 3 minutes and he's going to come back to life. So I guess that's why.
But why didn't she just tell me, instead of lying, wouldn't you just say, I have this thing. I know you're not going to like it because it's a magic show.
I don't, you know.
I was like, why?
It was a lot of why.
I was like, why lie to your girl? But that does happen.
Why are you lying?
That does happen.
Yeah.
In friendships, you don't want to hurt your friend's feelings, so you don't tell them about this thing.
Yeah.
And, you know, you leave different stuff out. But, I mean, I'm raising a daughter. I have a daughter in middle school, mm-hmm. and I have a daughter in high school. And I do try and model that kind of behavior of, like, being transparent. Because we run across that a lot, especially in middle school. Well, we didn't want to hurt such and such feeling. Mm-hmm. But, so we're all going to go to the mall and not tell her. And I'm mm-hmm. like, that's not how you don't hurt somebody's feelings.
Yeah.
Is doing things and leaving them out. Like,
yeah.
That's, like, the first
wow.
way.
Well, yeah. I don't know why that they did that. Honestly, maybe... I don't know. I mean, maybe she's kind of intimidated by Madison. I mean, she does hold this, like, I'm the leader of the tribe. I make the rules. You guys kind of follow after me. So maybe it was one of those things, like, you know, I don't want to hurt her feelings or I don't want her to be mad at me, so mm-hmm. I'm going to. But like you said, that's not a legitimate reason to do
right.
it. But I'm not sure. But I also thought it was very weird that she invited Izzy, of all right. people, to the party. And let's just get, first of all, let's talk about Izzy. Okay, so at the party, she was there, and you know, Stella was like trying to get her to, like, you know, she's like, don't give them too much. They're like, mm-hmm. that you can. Izzy is that, like, work in progress friend, which mm-hmm. I don't know how I relate to her, but she's that work in progress friend that they're just trying to, like, you know, weed out the craziness so she can find her true self. Mm-hmm. And at this party, she's just like, you know, be yourself, like, don't give too much, you know, just, you know, be normal. And then she ended up not giving enough. Like, how do you guys feel about Izzy's character? I just don't get her sometimes.
Oh, I love her so much. For me, she makes this show, like, she's 50% of the reason why
yeah.
I watch.
Yeah.
Her character is insane. She makes everything hilarious. So for her to say, not give too much, be mysterious. But then for a guy to be like, what's your name? I don't have a name.
Yeah,
I was just like, what,
like, what
so,
is this?
That was so funny to me. I guess I get her humor. And uh-huh. I just think that she is hilarious. And
yeah.
just how she takes everything to the extreme. She doesn't. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You know, she has no boundaries. She doesn't know how to do anything halfway. She just goes full on and out mm-hmm. and takes everything literally. It's hilarious for me.
It's so yeah. funny.
And I feel like she's like the project friend. Like, it's fun for them to kind of make her over, especially these
yeah.
two strong personalities. And they have this quirky, weird mm-hmm. friend. She, like, brings light to their lives, I think.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then, like, I think personally, I think she just needs that. I mean,
yeah.
she's been hiding as Alice in all of this time, so she doesn't necessarily know who she is as a person, so she needs these people who are, you know, kind of, I don't even want to say starting who they are, because they're still trying to figure out themselves too, but
mm-hmm.
You know, some people that kind of have it together. Like, she needs that kind of mentorship in guys.
She does.
Sorry, Izzy, we love you, but it's the truth. But we're gonna talk more about that party, but I want to really dive into the work party. So, like I stated, Madison is having a work party.
Mm-hmm.
It's a vegan-style work party. And she invited Colin. Then she invited Stella. And then, of course, Jules is the last resort. So Jules gets to the party, and she's, like, blabbing off at the mouth at a random person and ends up telling a reporter that she didn't know at the time was a reporter that the head chef eats meat, but they are known for making vegan meals. What was going through your mind when you just, like, when that happened and it all unraveled? How did you feel about that whole situation?
I was just like... Really? Like, right when she was talking to him, I was like, there have been no introductions made.
Yeah.
Like, this is a release party for this book.
Well, she released a lot.
I was like, oh, you have no idea who this guy is. So that was mortifying.
Mm-hmm.
I did like that she, like, chased the guy down. Like, she worked really hard to make recompense instead of
mm-hmm.
just being like, I really messed up. Sorry, I'm out.
Yeah.
You know, I really, that's another way that she's really, I feel like, learning what girl code is about, learning how to be a good friend.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? She really tried to repair it. And it, of course, hijinks ensued, but I really appreciated that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Agree.
Yeah. I agree. I think she, I don't know. I think she was just nervous. Like, we know she hasn't been out there in a while. We know she doesn't do really well in social settings, which, I mean, she's been linked to Jeremy for so long.
Mm-hmm.
So this is kind of, it's awkward for her because she doesn't know how to necessarily meet people. I mean, we see how hard it is for her to even rekindle these relationships.
Mm-hmm.
So putting her in an environment like this makes it even harder. But overall, she did recover. And in this recovering, she ended up having to tell Madison the truth of what really went on. She had to tell her that, you know, Stella had lied and she was going to this party. But it ended up being amazing because, you know, this was like, okay, we have to sell him a new story. And hey, such and such is dying. Boom. Let's just put two and two together and let's just go there so he can get this story so he does not ruin my work event. I thought that was amazing. But are you guys like... surprised that Madison was not necessarily upset at Stella. I think they kind of just like brushed it over very well. Maybe because she was more concerned about, you know, saving her face of the party.
That's true. I never really thought about that.
Yeah.
She wasn't super upset.
Because they normally have these like blowouts. And because Stella and Madison have been like, you know, still kind of close before Jules got back in the picture, I just, you know, expected her to be like, okay, I'm still mad at you regardless. Like, we fixed this incident, but I'm still not done with you. Because Madison can be pretty dramatic. Right. So, I don't know.
She really can.
Yeah. So, was that like surprising to you guys? Or
I don't know. Maybe she was also wrapped up in Boo because she had her own like little thing with her Boo going on.
Yeah. I was thinking she was more wrapped up in, like, her relationship versus work, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. But we are also wrapped up into you guys. And Jenny would like to share why, you know, you guys should stay wrapped up with us.
Me?
Yes.
And you, right?
Sure. So before we go on to our next topic, we just want to tell you guys that we appreciate you so much for joining us. We want to give you guys three main ways that you can support us. So if you're watching right now on YouTube, you can subscribe to us. That's super helpful. If you're listening to us via podcast on iTunes, give us a 5-star rating. And no matter where you are, we always, always love to hear and need your comments. So we are so excited to be a part of AfterBuzz. We love talking about Dollface and all of our favorite shows. We love for you guys to join us as super fans. We especially want to thank Kevin and Maria, who are our founders of AfterBuzz TV, for giving us this platform. And yeah, we just want to show our appreciation by giving you guys an awesome show today.
Woo! Yes, I love the ding. Yes, we love you guys. Keep watching, keep tuning in. If it wasn't for you guys, we would not be here to do this right now. So cool. Let's get into Joey Lawrence's funeral party. Okay. So first of all, the magic trick. I don't know about you guys, but I was shook when it got so to strange. Like 3 minutes and 46 seconds. I was like, oh, he's not coming back. This is a real funeral. Madison is passed out on the floor and he's dead for real. What were you guys' reactions of that whole craziness at that party?
Okay, first of all, let me just say, I appreciate the detail to like 1980s sitcom stars in this show. So we got Joey Gladstone, quote unquote, Dave Coulier on the first episode. And then we get Joey Lawrence on the second episode. I don't know if you guys remember, Joey Lawrence used to be a co-star in a show called Blossom. He was the hot brother in Blossom. He used to have this catchphrase. He was super famous for you guys. He used to go, whoa. Anyway, it was huge.
Cool. She's educating us, guys.
It was the whole thing.
We don't know.
It was the whole thing in a moment. But so he was a huge star on that show. So to see them be like, it was so random, but also I loved it because I was like, oh my gosh, how is Joey Lawrence apparently faking his death at parties? So
clearly.
Yeah. So that was really fun to see. Yeah. I was like, wait a minute. Is he really going to die? And like how he revived and came back. That was great. It was just really funny. I loved it. I loved the randomness of it. Yeah. I loved everything about it.
It was so crazy, but the darkness of it, I was like, this would happen at, like, an L.A. party.
Exactly.
And I just think the director does such a good job of depicting, like, L.A. life, and it was so extreme, but I was like, this is, like, something that I would probably go to. Like,
it's something that would happen, and that's what's so, like, I don't even want to say sad, scary. It's just an L.A. thing. Like, as I was
everyone's
watching
acting.
It, too, I was just like, this is a lot. Like, I'm not going to lie. I probably would have been so panicked, but in the end, when we saw that he was okay, how did he become the guy, like, I don't even know what they're called, the EMT people. How did he become that person pulling the body on the stretcher? Like, that completely lost me. I mean, it's a magic trick, clearly, but
he was like, thanks for coming.
I felt like he should have turned around and whipped off his hat and went, whoa. Because that was the second time. Prime opportunity, guys.
Oh, my God.
All these opportunities.
But, yeah, that was hilarious. So, also at this party, I believe it was at the party where Madison revealed to the group that about or was it after the party? She revealed Colin, and she revealed that he's actually 45 years old.
Right. I thought Colin was mad old, let me just say.
So did Stella. So did me. I thought he was 60.
Well, Izzy was probably confused. So
she's like, is he our age?
Yeah, right. So she revealed that he's 45. He's actually married, but they're separated, working on a divorce. Surprisingly, the group, they took it well. As a friend, how would you feel about your friend dating someone who's 45 years old and still married, even though they're separated? Okay, I need you to speak on it because you gave that eye.
Even though they're separated means nothing. He's still married. Right. Mm-hmm. Right? You can't be a little bit pregnant. You can't be a little bit married.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You either married or you ain't married. You either pregnant or you ain't pregnant. Right?
Why aren't you divorced yet?
Yes. That's the facts. So I would have been like, you shouldn't be dating him.
Mm-hmm.
You got to wait till his divorce is final. I would have had a lot of judgment. Yeah. And a lot to say about that situation.
You're Madison, right?
Him being 45.
Wait, whoa, this is Madison. For Madison to be the most logical person, for her to be doing this, that's crazy.
Isn't it? Because you see if Izzy was doing this or if Jules was doing this, don't you feel like Madison would have a lot of judgment?
She would have been down their throat, for sure.
So she knows a lot better than this. She knows better than this. That's why I'm especially disappointed. Him being 45 is like... That's not a big deal to me.
But a lot of times when I feel like when you're really insecure about something happening in your life, you're like extremely critical of other people.
Mm.
So, maybe.
So is that why she's like that way?
I think so. I think she's super type A with the people in her life, but doesn't have everything together in her personal life.
Mm. Mm. There you go.
All right. Drop the bomb session. Then. Right. Literally. Well, maybe we'll see that to come. In the next few episodes, we'll see her maybe unravel a bit.
She'll crack.
Because she is so put together. Everyone, you can be put together, but everyone has something,
Right.
And I do want to see what Madison's something is because everyone.
This is her something. She dates married men.
Well, that too, what I'm saying.
That's the something.
Like, what can be leading to that or... I don't know. But, so needless to say, all of this happens. We see why everyone was the second and third choice because of Colin. luckily, the reporter, he took over the story of the magician party and all of the craziness. So her job is saved. But who isn't saved from the family is Jules. So Jules receives a phone call from Jeremy's sister. And, we know that she's dealing with this breakup. She's trying to move on. But his sister calls and is like, hey, are you still going to be my bridesmaid? Blah, blah, blah. And she's like, wait, are you sure? Like, I thought you were calling to tell me that I can't do it. And she's like, no, like, I think Jeremy is completely losing it. He's going to come to his senses. You're still like family to me. I want you to be in this wedding. Mm-hmm. Would you guys have said yes? She's saying no.
No.
What would you have done too?
I've been in relationships where I'm like best friends with the sister, and I feel like she would have maybe asked me to be in her. It's so hard. I remember, it's hard to like set those boundaries sometimes because you want to be a good friend, but you also need space. I would want space from that for sure, especially if it just happened.
Yeah.
Because my thought is, if she really is your friend, we haven't heard from her. Mm-hmm. Since you and Jeremy broke up. She's only calling you about the wedding.
True.
Meanwhile, your other friends that you really are making are coming to you. You know what I mean?
And then she lied to them. She said it was her cousin.
Cousin. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I was like, oh, that's going to be a tangle web. Right. You know what? I also made a note.
Stop lying, Jules.
I made a note that Ramona said, Jeremy will come to his senses.
Mm.
And I was like, oh, no, we don't want Jeremy to come to his senses, honey. We don't want Jeremy anymore. So I thought.
She kind of wants them to get back together, maybe.
Mm-hmm. So I was wondering, like, wait, Jules, is that part of the reason why you said yes, too? Is because she kind of, put an olive branch out there. Like, I think Jeremy's going to come to his senses. Yeah. And was Jules kind of like, oh, well, maybe he will, especially if he'll see me,
Me looking hot.
I didn't think of that.
But I'm like, oh, Jules.
I was thinking more so like of like guilt trip, like, I don't want her to, be down a bridesmaid. But you're right. Once she like threw that in there, it was kind of like she just, went along with it.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I guess we'll have to see what happens. But in the meantime, you guys ponder on that. We'll ponder on it. And we will get ahead and get into our special segment.
So our special segment is ovaries before brovaries.
Woo. Girl. Oh, wait. When do we get music for this? I'm so here for it. Thank you.
Work it out. So ovaries before brovaries, this special segment we're going to be talking about every time we cover special best girl friendships. We're going to be talking about best girl friendships in literature.
Ooh, okay.
So I chose a book that I read a few years ago called Snowflower and the Secret Fan. It's set in 19th century China, written by a lady named Lisa C. It's really, really interesting because, and it's true, it's a true phenomenon. So two women will have a friendship, a lifelong friendship, and they call each other Laotongs. It's L-A-O-T-O-N-G, which basically means best friends for life.
Mm-hmm.
And they exchange these fans where they write these secret notes. That's why it's Snowflower and the Secret Fan. Snowflower is one of the girls. But basically, their husbands aren't really... like, nobody really talks to their husband back in that time period. Mm-hmm. It's not really, like, an equal partnership. Women kind of stay together and socialize together. So your best friend is really, like, kind of like what people would call a work wife now, I guess. And so it's the journey of these two women and their really close friendship and how they have a falling out for a number of years and how it really affects like their happiness over a long period of time. It's aww, really a beautiful story. It's called Snowflower and the Secret Fan.
I cannot top that.
I guess
what's yours?
I just thought immediately of Gossip Girl.
Oh,
which those were my favorite books growing up and thinking of Blair and Serena.
Oh.
And their friendship was so complicated, and they got in so many fights, but then always came together in the end. And those are my favorite, aww, like, complicated relationships. Yeah. And they were both so, like, self-centered. Oh, I loved it.
Yes. Okay, so mine, before Disney made the Cheetah Girls movie, they had books. So yeah, when I was like in middle school and all of that, I was reading the Cheetah Girl books. So yeah, those are my favorite BFFs. I loved the movie. I loved all of that. So, and I like girl group kind of thing.
Yeah.
So yeah, those are my, I'm sorry, I'm blanking on their names right now, but you know, if you watch the movie and read the books, you already know what's going on.
Girl power.
Yes. But, okay guys, so we are actually out of time. But, you know, it's always fun talking doll face, and we hope you guys enjoy listening in and joining our conversation. So we'll be back soon to continue talking. In the meantime, where can we find you guys on your socials?
Jenny Louise Austin on Instagram.
I'm on Instagram and Twitter at HostK, HostKay.
And I'm on all social media platforms at _TyraPrude. Thanks for tuning in, guys. We'll see you next time.
We will.
Bye.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.